Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about summer forage production in Mississippi. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. Rocky, after several weeks of rain and delay in getting pastures ready, this week of nice weather might be a good place to start getting summer forage production underway. What are some of the things that producers need to keep in mind to optimize forage production?
Amy, there are several things that producers need to take into consideration. Number one, make sure that nutrient levels are optimum to meet the nutrient needs of the summer grasses. It's time to control weeds and avoid competition with desirable species. And number three, so utilizing proper grazing and hay strategies to optimize forage utilization and obtain good quality hay.
Okay, so how can a producer determine what nutrients are important for forage production?
Careful soil sampling is essential for an accurate fertilizer recommendation. A sample must reflect the average fertility of the field, so analysis, interpretation, and recommendations accurately represent the nutrients or mineral status of the soil. A soil sample that can be sent to a Mississippi State University soil testing lab for analysis can be very important to determine nutrient levels. Although pasture can be sampled every 2 to 3 years, hay fields should be sampled every year due to higher nutrient removal on the hay.
Now, what are the important steps that should be taken to have an effective weed control in pastures and hay fields?
There are a couple of things that producers need to keep in mind. Number one, weeds should be sprayed when they are between 4 to 6 inches, and make sure that the weed species are properly identified. Make sure you are not spraying too early or too late. The solution to this is obvious. Scout the field and spray the weeds at the proper time based on the stage of growth of the weed. Weed control declines sharply when they are in dry stress. The plants are merely trying to survive. They are not actively growing and taking off the herbicide in dry conditions. While it might be never too dry to spray, it can be too dry to get good results. In addition to soil moisture, pay attention to weed speed and direction to control off-target drift. Number two, use calibrated sprayer. Calibration prevents both the waste and expense of over-application and reduce control from under-application. Spray the weeds at the right time with the right rate. Annual weeds in pastures are generally most susceptible early in the season when they are small, are growing actively, and soil moisture is adequate. And also follow label directions for application and mixing. For ground broadcast applications, apply the recommended rate of herbicide in 10 to 20 gallons of total spray mixture per acre. And also remember that soil residuals, activity, and plant residue can be a problem. Some herbicide might have planting, grazing, or hay restrictions, so be sure to read and observe all label precautions and recommendations.
Okay, and the grazing season has arrived. How can a producer determine if the pastures are ready?
Take a walk through each pasture and conduct an inventory of the grass and which species, fences, gates, and water troughs. Utilize rotational grazing. That means graze the best and leave the rest. Grazing pasture below 3 inches stresses the plant by reducing the leaf surface, which grasses use to make their own food, thus forcing them to utilize food reserve in their roots. When developing their rotations, allow those plants time to recover and replenish the root system.
And hay production is part of summer forage systems. What can a producer take into consideration to optimize hay production?
Making hay should be based on expected days of winter supplementation and the number of animals to be fed. Before starting the hay season, it is recommended to develop a hay inventory program to determine how many acres are needed and what type of fertilization should be implemented. Here at Mississippi State, we have found that in a hay system, over 70% of the biomass is produced between May and mid-July. This means that with good planting, fertilization, and cutting interval, a producer can obtain most of the hay needed during this period of time and let animals graze the rest of the time. To achieve this, a producer will need to apply 15 units of nitrogen per cut of hay and harvest in a 28 to 35 day interval. Utilization of this type of system can decrease the amount of acres needed for hay and decrease the cost of commodity feed during the winter time.
Today we've been speaking with Rocky Lemus, Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.